abuse.gov.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program from Lake Havasu. I've always just called it Lake Havasu. Officially, it's referred to as Lake Havasu City. We are in the corner of Nevada, Arizona, and California, and pretty close. If you like to go gambling, you could live here and drive up. You could actually, maybe if you were really clever, you could start a bus company and run day tours from Lake Havasu up to Las Vegas. I think that'd actually be a pretty good idea. And you can go to Los Angeles in 4 or 5 hours from here. You can go back. I mean, it only took us 4 hours to get here from Albuquerque, 4.5 hours. So it's about the same distance from here to Albuquerque as it is to Los Angeles. And we drove about, it wasn't Albuquerque. It was, I'm thinking El Paso to Albuquerque. I'm looking at Bob. That was about 4.5 hours.
Yeah.
But from Albuquerque down here was about eight and a half. Anyway, great part of the country. And so as we extol the value and virtue of this place, it's interesting, I think, in your own mind, thinking maybe you're into winter vacations and you're thinking, this might be a good chance to try something different rather than go to the usual places, whether you go to Florida, maybe you come to a different part of Arizona, that sort of thing. But this is a neat place and been put on the map because of the London Bridge. But there are also tons of other things going on there. Before I introduce you to the mayor, who has declared today is Doug Steffen Day in Lake Havasu. I don't know if he's done that or not, but I'm giving him something to think about. A couple of weeks ago, I had some conversation, and I wish I could engage Richie, but I can't in our current technical circumstance. But I had we had a chance, as we often do, to encourage people from certain areas to call. And I think Bonnie, who lives here in Lake Havasu, and Marilyn, who lives here in Lake Havasu, were actually on with me the same day. And I said I was coming here, and if you want to join me for breakfast, I'd be happy to take you. Unfortunately, the production staff at the studio didn't get their phone numbers right. So, Marilyn, if you're listening now and are ticked off because I didn't call you, it's because I didn't get the right number. Marilyn and Bonnie, how's that for being down home, right? If you give Richie a call at 800-510-8255 in the next little bit, we'll perhaps have the chance to get together. And if not, I'll leave some things here for you that you can get from the folks at the station. Meanwhile, the mayor is here to visit with us. This has been Lake Havasu Day. Whether declared by the mayor or not, it still is. I'm taking it as Doug Steffen Day, mayor.
You can have it.
Mark Nexon is the mayor. We had Sonny Borelli in earlier, who's one of your city council people.
Yes.
How many people do you have on the council?
7, including myself.
Uh-huh. Okay. So the mayor is a declared member of the council.
Correct.
Are you elected by the council or by the people?
By the people.
You're elected by the people.
Correct.
All right. So you vote then. If there's a 7-member group, you have to be. Some mayors are voting mayors, some mayors are not.
I'm a voting member.
Has Lake Havasu always been a city? Or was it ever an incorporated town and you had to change it to have a city government?
Well, we changed. We actually became incorporated in 1978.
Uh-huh.
So prior to that, it was part of what they called an irrigation and drainage district.
How do you like referring to it? I live in Lake Havasu. It's a drainage district. One of the things that we find interesting, those of us who come from a part of the country that is older, as you told me you were incorporated in 1978, I'm thinking of when I drive in Massachusetts, in many areas around the country, but in my area, there are big signs entering Framingham, which is the town
Sure.
where I grew up and where I live, established in 1680 or something like that and incorporated in 1700. So the reason I bring that up is the obvious distinction between that part of our country, which many people think is mature, and a part of the country like this, which is so new, it's
Yes.
hard to imagine for us people that there's a town that wasn't really formed and there wasn't government until 1978. Heavens, that's only 33 years ago.
Right. I mean, it was a twinkle in Mr. McCulloch's eye
Yeah.
in 1963.
So. Yeah. Well, McCulloch, again, for those who didn't hear us talking about it earlier, McCulloch of McCulloch Chainsaws came here, built his plant, and pretty much established. It was like Buster Siegel establishing Las Vegas, McCulloch established Lake Havasu.
That's right. He bought all the land, and it was one big giant subdivision. He sold it off one lot at a time.
His family must be very happy today.
I'm sure they are. Yes, but, he did very well.
Yeah, but, you know, you think about that, and how is it that a place that's so beautiful and has so much going for it wouldn't be discovered? As transportation was, yeah, you could drive anywhere. There must have been a road through here.
There was a dirt road.
There was a dirt road.
Right.
Off of, was 40, Interstate 40 was in existence then, wasn't it?
It was not.
It wasn't.
No, it was Highway 66, U.S. 66.
U.S. 66, mm-hmm. Which is one of our great natural resources. That's another thing about this part of the country. As I dart about back and forth, I sort of whimsically would like to get off of Interstate 40 and just drive down 66, which, you know, you can do, take your time, and see a part of Americana that is wonderful.
Right, and quite honestly, that's what my family did in 1960.
From?
Detroit.
Really?
Right. Hooked it up in Chicago, Illinois, went all the way out to Los Angeles where some relatives lived, and we loved it so much. Actually, my family ended up moving to California, and then 1997, I ended up here.
There are tons of Californians who don't like California, not because California isn't great. I'm a part-time Californian.
Sure.
But you just get so sick of government and its baloney, and the expense to be a Californian is driving people out, and they're coming here, and
yes,
they're going to places in Arizona, they're going to places in Nevada, although that seems to have, in most circumstances, this is an exception. Because if you look at the population of Arizona in general, it's gone down a little bit since all of the economic realities.
Sure.
Nevada has gone down a great deal, a drastic drop, especially in Las Vegas because it's so
gaming.
Right. Yeah, but it's so you can go to Las Vegas now, and literally, I was there a month or so ago, and there was nobody on the street at night. Who thinks that Las Vegas ever shuts down? But yet, because it's so difficult in many ways.
Well, tourism took a hit. There's no doubt about it.
All right. So along comes this place, and it's growing. Why?
It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. And it's interesting how people do arrive. You're absolutely right. We have a lot of people who are here from California. But we also have a lot of people, particularly in the winter.
Chicago,
yeah. Minnesota, Michigan, you name it, they're here, Montana. They come here because, well, today what's the temperature supposed to be, 68, 69?
69, yeah,
yes.
Right, yeah.
And
Would you refer to them as snowbirds, like the people that go to Florida?
I call them winter visitors.
Winter visitors.
Yes.
Well, we have a lot of baseball training camps.
In Arizona, yes.
Wonderful as it is to talk about it, a month from now, literally a month from now, 4 weeks from this weekend, most of the catchers and the pitchers and the pitchers and the catchers in terms of baseball is a term that refers to them as a unit of the baseball team. I can't remember what it is, but anyway. And then the week after that, the rest of the players show up.
Sure.
And how many? Isn't there a camp not far from here?
Well, it's about 3 hours, right?
Is it away? Yeah.
Right.
Okay. But again, Arizona now competes with Florida as the sun and the fun place.
Absolutely.
For people of all ages.
And we don't have the humidity.
No, there's no humidity here.
None.
But it's pretty hot still. In the summertime, it's pretty hot.
It's a little warm.
Oh.
Right. But you know what? It's 72 degrees in my office, just like in
place
else.
Yeah, right, exactly. So what are the challenges of a mayor in a town like this that is so new, that is growing so fast, that has so many needs? People come here from a big city, and they have expectations. Hey, the rubbish needs to be picked up. I was talking to somebody earlier who has a place here, and he was talking about the taxes, and we were talking about what you get for your services. And if you don't have children in school, you don't get a lot. I mean, that's really if we're talking about real estate, it doesn't matter where you are.
Right.
So I would, at this point, if I were not talking to you and I were on a regular conversation about taxation, I'd get off onto my toot about having a sales tax, a state sales tax, federal sales tax, get rid of the IRS, get rid of the income tax, and really all of that, and just pay for everything that way. That's not the reason for our being here today. If you set up a business here, what do you expect to pay in terms of taxes in comparison to other states in the region?
Well, the it depends, as always. And I'm a certified public accountant as well, so that's why I said it depends.
Right. You sound like my friend. Well, yes and no.
That's right. Yeah. Actually, you know, when people talk about property taxes, anybody coming from the eastern states would find property taxes here are incredibly low.
Yeah, right.
It is absolutely low. Yeah. You know, one of the things that I've been advocating for a long time is actually lowering our state corporate tax rate. It's about 7%. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I believe it needs to be much lower than that to attract more businesses.
Well, if you look at Illinois as an example,
right.
This past week
they raised theirs, some say
66%. It went up 2 points, was 3, and it's now 5. It still isn't attractive for business, and business people are looking for ways. Obviously, they have to report, for the most part, to a board of directors and mm-hmm. to stockholders. But even if that's not the case, it's a fellow who's starting a business or who has, like McCullough, a good business going, but they don't like, you know, the circumstances, especially if you're in California. It's very anti-business.
Yes.
But Illinois is now anti-business and other states that do the same sorts of malfeasant management. So you look at a place like this, say, okay, there's lots of land, doesn't cost a lot of money, there's not a lot of taxes, let's go.
Right. I agree. In fact, we just attracted a business from California, mm-hmm. Astro Haven Enterprises.
What do they do?
They make actually the dome that goes around giant telescopes. You see those, and you can see they make them from very small to the huge ones used at universities.
So it's a technology sort of. Could you develop a technology? In Massachusetts, we have 128, San Jose.
Right.
Up there, you got
Silicon Valley.
Right, exactly. So could you develop something like that, a low-end sort of Silicon Valley here?
Well, we actually have developed a business park with the idea of bringing in light manufacturing and knowledge-based businesses.
But at what point does it get to be too much? You have now the flavor. Everybody wants to come here. But at some point, it gets to be over the top.
Well, actually, we're limited by the amount of water available to us.
So do you have an edict from the state or whomever, the feds, that you can only grow to a certain extent?
No, you can only grow to the extent you have available water, and mm-hmm. water is like gold here in the West, and we have enough allocation, barring any kind of drought, for about 100,000 people.
And so you got 60,000 now.
We're around 55,000.
Right. All right, hurry up, folks. Time's running out, and so is the water. The mayor of Lake Havasu is Mark Nixon. Nice having you here. Sir, thanks for stopping by. Good day. Time is 19 past the hour.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. Your boys heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And at an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Thank you. Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Past the hour on Doug Steffens Good Day. Doug is in Lake Havasu, and Jen, Roberta, and I doing our part here, talking a little American Idol, day two of the new season last night, and usually we all watch at least a little bit of it. Roberta is the addict here, but didn't get to see any of it, so she needs to get her update. And, you know, in a lot of it, they mix it in. They have the good with the goofy with the just plain stupid, and I believe this is some of the plain stupid.
Ooh, I like these the best.
Yeah, a guy named Giovanni Barreto warns Jennifer Lopez that he may take off his shirt for her.
A couple of guys from the shipyard, they said, look, I bet you $1 million you won't take that shirt off in front of Jennifer Lopez. So guess what? Jennifer Lopez, you better look out of You're gonna see some ass.
Yeah. So for $1 million, yeah.
Yeah, I'd do it too.
I'd even expose myself. All right, so here it is where he takes off his shirt, and then apparently Randy and Steven Tyler decide to join in.
Jennifer, I've been watching you since, and then you're a goddess in my eyes. I'm just excited to be here, so I just wanted to say
thank you so much
for being who you are and.
Thank you.
Inspiration to all of us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, we appreciate it. Thank you. I'm just helping out.
Before I go, if you don't mind, I'm going to rip this off.
Mr. Peck.
I got to. I got to do it. So this is for you, Jennifer. I'm sorry, Mark. I love you, dude. You're the bomb.
And somehow I'm thinking Randy and Steven Tyler looked like Laurel and Hardy there.
I'm kind of thinking so, too.
All right.
I got to find this on YouTube.
So then Ryan asks Giovanni, why'd you do that?
Word is spreading that you got Steven Tyler to take his clothes off. Steven Tyler and Randy. Sorry, but of all the people in there, you got Randy and Steven to take their clothes off?
Yeah, not something I want to see.
Yeah. You want to go for J-Lo.
Yeah. Yeah, her taking her shirt off, all right, I'm down with that. But Randy and Steven, not so much.
But, Roberta, you missed it all last night, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed this part.
I'll be catching up on DVR.
No, I'm not sure I'm sorry seeing Randy with the shirt off.
Yeah,
I'm
not missing anything.
I'm not sure I missed that.
All right, let's check in on some of the singing, see if it was any good. Here's Jacqueline Dupree singing Stand By You.
Oh, why you look so sad? The tears are in your eyes. Come on and come to me now.
Bad.
Don't be ashamed to cry. Let me see you through, 'cause I'm a lot like you. When you're standing at the crossroad and you don't know what to do, nothing you confess could make me love you less.
Not bad. Not bad.
A little boring, but all right.
Yeah, a little boring. All right, here's Gabriel Franks, who apparently looks like Steven Tyler.
Did anybody ever tell you you look quite a bit like someone, like a rock star?
Well, I won a contest the Shreveport radio station put on for looking like Steven Tyler, actually.
No! What?
You know what you have? And I know him well. Mick Jagger's mouth, man.
Thank you.
From here down.
Wait a minute, Steven, stop.
Yes, sir.
You know Mick Jagger's mouth well?
Well, yes.
What are we saying? What kind of a show is this?
Randy gets one in. All right, here he is trying to sing like Steven.
Did anybody ever tell you?
No. Here.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
Caught in a bad romance.
Yeah, that's glad I missed that one. All right.
Well, no, he sounds good. I like him.
That's my A-pass on Good Day. Woo.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. With all the controversy over the TSA's new procedures, another new security measure may have slipped under the radar. I'm talking about something called Secure Flight Program. Passengers are now required to submit their name exactly as it appears on their ID, their date of birth, and their gender. All domestic and international carriers bound for the U.S. have now implemented the procedure. The point is to help match names to potential terrorists, and it's expected to reduce the number of what they call false positive matches. This information should be provided up to 72 hours before your flight. Of course, if you buy a last-minute ticket, it's still okay. Airlines can send that required information as soon as the reservation is made. If for some reason you don't provide the information, guess what? You don't get a boarding pass. The thing to watch for are the discrepancies, like the middle initial on your ID that doesn't match up with your ticket. But don't worry, if you're issued a boarding pass, then that means you've actually passed the secure flight requirement. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely. Be smart. Get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances.
If you're about to buy hardwood floors, listen carefully. Absolutely no one beats the deals at Lumber Liquidators. They buy direct from the mill, cutting out the middleman, and pass the savings on to you. You'll find prices like laminate floors for 69 cents a square foot and Bellawood's solid prefinished hardwood with a 50-year warranty starting at $2.99 a square foot, plus lots more incredible deals. Call 800-HARDWOOD or visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Hardwood floors.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation, specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure. There's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, the next generation of alternative smoking.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Charlotte's taking a drink of Lake Havasu water, so all must be well. It's 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program from Lake Havasu City. I must do a couple of shopkeeping things. There's an organization here, those of you who are in the greater Lake Havasu area, and I suppose that's why not refer to it as the greater Lake Havasu area, right? It's a great area, and there's lots of area, so it's the greater Lake Havasu area. You need to try Gotta Have Ava Java. Gotta Have a Java. This is a company that does mobile espresso. They have the best pastries. I've been out there chewing on things. I gave Charlotte a little corner of one. And I'm looking at my girth here. It's not supposed to be expanding, but it is after a week on the road like this. Frank and Annette Young brought us some pastries and some coffee. So if you need a great cup of coffee in this area, you're having friends over, maybe a little bit of a lunch problem where you can't leave the office, why not get some stuff that's really bad but it's really good? Right? Really good, really bad. So the Gotta Have a Java is available here locally, 846-9872. You know what? I never can remember that. What's the area code?
928.
928. All right, 846-9872. And thanks to Frank and Annette for coming. I wanted you to stay, but they had other people who just Gotta Have a Java. So that was the end of that. And all the other people who have been very helpful here in making the broadcast happen today. We've been learning a lot about an area that I think deserves to have more attention, although if we're not careful, we'll wreck it for the people who are here. But they cap it at 100,000, 55,000 here now, so you better get in while the getting is good. One of the attractions to the air, especially this weekend, is this Lake Havasu Balloon Festival. And this weekend, this is with me now is Gary Myers, who, along with his wife, has put all of this together. How many years has this gone on? Your wife's not involved?
No, not my wife. But the Rotary Club, London Bridge Rotary Club, and the London Bridge Lions Club has jointly put together this inaugural first year Havasu Balloon Festival.
Right. Now, how much of a – here's what I love. You took all these pictures? Did you do all the pictures?
I took a number of pictures in this year's calendar, yes.
Wow, this is very cool. One of the things that is most distinctive, and it's something that I've been lauding during the course of the program here today and when I visited Lake Havasu, is the unbelievable, the magnificence, if you will, of what you see if you can get to a point of looking down, let's say, into what really is a valley. I'm assuming that these, I don't want to assume anything, but these pictures might have been taken from a balloon. Can I go out on a limb and guess that? Now, if we were really good, Bob, at this, we would have video so that we could be showing people pictures of this. I'm holding it up like I was Ed McMahon with a can of Alpo, but we don't have a camera to do justice to it. But this really is going to be a great weekend, and I can attest to how popular it is by the fact you can't find a hotel room for 60 miles in any direction.
Yeah, I think we're sold out. This is one of the first events that's ever done that.
Really? So everybody's going to love you in town.
Oh, absolutely.
Imagine the kind of business that will bring to restaurants and all the recreational areas. So how does this differ? The gold standard is the Albuquerque Balloon Festival. So how does this compare to what goes on every fall in Albuquerque?
Well, this being the inaugural event, it's kind of a learning curve for us, but we've learned pretty quickly. Constance Stopler with the Lions Club and Bob McClory with the Rotary Club have worked for about 14 months, along with about 700 volunteers, to make this a fantastic event.
Have you got a balloon?
I don't have a balloon, but I've been working with some of the local balloonists, yes.
What does it take to have, and I'm a little prejudiced because I will tell you, I don't know how much you listen to my program, but I have a farm in Massachusetts, and I invited a guy who had a balloon to come to the farm. He landed the balloon in the pasture, and then we took all kinds. This must have been 13, 14 years ago, maybe more than that. The guy who owned the balloon was Mayo Khan, who was the original Superman. He was the original guy that played Superman on radio and the first actor to play him on television. And he had a family that was very interested in all kinds of athletic endeavors. They tried anything. So the kids got a balloon, and they wanted a place to go. So they took off from Saugus, Massachusetts, and they let the, because when you're up in the balloon,
Mother Nature decides.
You don't know where you're going.
Right.
So but somehow or other, they were able to get it down to where I was, and they landed in the pasture. And I have pictures of this to this day. There were 40 cows that came around that thing, and they circled it. And it was the most fun. They wanted to get into it.
Balloon festival is going to be not just hot air balloons, but it's also a county fair.
Really?
So you would
it's like an exposition in a sense.
Right. We're going to have rides and car shows and art shows and kids events and all kinds of things. But, hot air balloons, like you just mentioned, are at the mercy of the wind.
Yeah, right.
And this is what makes Lake Havasu the real challenge for balloonists and why we're attracting...
Because they're going to end up in the middle of a lake.
Right. We're attracting balloonists from all over North America. They want that challenge of how to try to steer that thing and not end up on the wrong side of the lake.
So how do they steer it and not end up? You're talking about going over to California. That's all right, as long as you got land, somebody can go get you.
Not really. California, those rugged mountains on the California side are hard to go retrieve a balloon.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a number of boats out there in the lake from the Yacht Club and the Marine Association, that if a balloon gets stalled or seems to be drifting over the water in the wrong direction, they're going to try to tow it back to the Arizona side.
So they lower a cable down to the boats from the balloons. At what heights do they normally travel best?
Well, it depends, once again, on the direction of the winds. The balloons may be as low as 50 or 100 feet or as high as 500 feet plus. But it all depends on the direction of the winds. And the winds, especially around Lake Havasu, tend to go at different directions at different altitudes.
Really?
Yeah.
So what does it take to buy and or to own one of these things? How expensive are these balloons? Are they easy literally to get into, or is it something that's more of a rich man's game?
It's not quite a rich man's game, but there are some costs. Of course, the ongoing costs of the transportation and the propane and the maintenance and the insurance. It's not that expensive.
What does it cost to actually buy one of these? Make one? Companies that just make that? It's like a big tarp.
Yeah, the local balloonists that I know say $30,000, $50,000 is a give or take number.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's not cheap.
Not cheap.
And what are they very tough, or can they be pierced by things that land in the wrong place and land on a cactus or something?
Well, you want to avoid sharp objects, and if you go out to the event, and power lines and mad cows and
and the designs that go into these. Again, this is the you're the local guy, but I'm thinking out loud about all of the balloons that I've seen. Bob Kay, who's my general manager, was the program director of KOB in Albuquerque for a number of years. And that's where I first experienced when he invited me to come and look. But he watched them because the radio station ran big promotions around them for any number of years, and they still do. And I just, I'm fascinated at the designs and how people would come up with the various ideas. If you have a, if you got a business you want to promote it, what a great, it's like having a blimp.
Absolutely.
Right? The same thing. Do you find that there are people who do this every weekend? And can you legitimately do this every weekend?
Well, the real balloon aficionados, they travel around to all the balloon events. Yeah. Although, right now, there are very few balloon events. I think there's only two in the country scheduled for the month of January, which is why we're attracting some of the best balloonists. We actually have a waiting list, and we were able to sort through the waiting list of balloonists to only invite the ones that have the most experience.
So how many people, if people come, let's say there are folks that are listening in Las Vegas right now or in some parts of California, or, I mean, even Texas, you can drive here in 10 hours. How many of these balloons would they see over the course of this weekend?
Well, we've got about 40, give or take, 35 to 43. The number has changed a little bit, and a lot depends, of course, on how many balloons will fly, and that, of course, is up to the wind. Mm-hmm. But most of the balloons will do an inflate and a night glow and maybe even some tethered flights as well. We also expect about 35 of them to take off if the wind permits.
Really?
And that's
what is that? So what's the feeling? As you describe for the people listening who may not have ever been, they've seen it, but they can't imagine what it feels like. What does that feel like to be caught by the wind and to move up or come down again?
Well, it may sound a little cliche, but you really feel like you're floating.
Right. Especially when cliche. That does sound cliche.
Right.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you go up, and what determines the altitude? Do you, by the amount of flame that's going in to create the heat that lifts the balloon, that's how you determine altitude? That kind of awkward the way I described it, but I guess
well, it's the physics of hot air. Hot air rises. We all know that. And the more
I'm surprised this building isn't floating away. In fact.
Yeah, the propane tanks are very loud and very hot.
Yeah.
And when they fire those up, those balloons gather a lot of heat and they lift. And if they want to come back down, you keep the propane off for a while. It's not a precise science. They rise and fall, but obviously the more heat, the higher they go.
Yep. Now, I'm looking at some of the pictures, again, back to, again, this is when I'm bugged not being on television because I want to use all these visuals. I'm looking at a picture. Ladies and gentlemen, imagine, close your eyes unless you're driving. Instead of the round balloons that you're thinking about, I'm looking at an American flag balloon that is a rectangular. And there's nothing that says it has to be round, except it would probably, it fares better in the wind, I'm guessing, if the round edges versus. Do you have this American flag balloon around here?
No, I think we've got two or three shaped balloons for this balloon festival. Most will be the standard shape that most people expect to see in a hot air balloon. Havasu doesn't quite have the land or the weather patterns that Albuquerque has.
Right.
So it's hard to attract 1,000 balloons like Albuquerque does.
All right. So then, where do you go to the airport and start there? Where's the obvious place that you got enough land that you can put all these balloons together and get them off the ground without there being danger?
Well, for those that know Lake Havasu know there's a lot of flat area out there, and we've got a lot of open area on the Havasu Island, which is where most of these events will take place. The launch and landing site, we hope, will be at the golf course. We don't know what we hope. The nautical golf course. But if the winds are blowing, prevailing from one particular direction, the north, as is usually in January, they may move the launch site a mile or so away, so they drift over and then land at the golf course.
What brought you to Lake Havasu?
A car.
Okay, 2 points for this
but
guy.
I grew up on the East Coast. And
no, I would never have guessed that.
Never would have guessed
really?
It.
Really?
New York and then Atlanta. And came out to Havasu, and I was just awed by the vistas. Uh-huh. And I decided to buy, my wife and I decided to buy a winter home, and then we've made it a permanent residence.
Have you? And can you have a business that you can run from wherever you are anyway?
I'm an investment manager, and we run all that on the Internet.
Yeah, there's a difference to me. I can be anywhere to do my radio program. I don't have to be tied down somewhere. And that's one of the beauties of being able to experience. You find a place you like. Hello. Let's stay there.
1 foot in paradise.
Yeah. You have children?
No, I don't.
So you don't know. The only thing I haven't asked about today is the school system and how it is. But I'm guessing if there are people who come and have expectations, people moving all around from all around the country who are used to good services, I'm guessing that the school system is probably up to par.
Well, my wife's chairperson of the one of the school boards, local school boards, the WAVE school board, and I've known a lot of the people and teachers and principals here in town, and we have excellent, excellent schooling in this town, excellent education.
Probably a subject for another day. There's a great deal of controversy. We've got about a minute left. There's a great deal of controversy about this book written by this Asian lady, and it is this week especially since it came out, she sent a letter to the Wall Street Journal, which outlines her parenting methods. And it was time to be here at the same time the Chinese president was here to start talking about how we rear children and the educational expectations, and you know, how you make your children survive or you try to help them survive and succeed in the world. And you wonder, as I was reading that and looking at some of the things, the ramifications of it, and thinking, my God, every area of the country is so different. And yet we have different, results from our school system. Can you imagine having as much discipline as is necessary to raise a child that way? And the reason I bring it up in this context is because I wonder if in a place as fresh and new as Lake Havasu is, if we could really create something that was that much different from what pretty much the rest of the country is. I mean, it's such a new, it really is. This is like a brand new area here, 34, 35 years, and that's it.
Just about 40 years
so
since the London Bridge.
So could you create a utopia here?
I don't know if we want to do something that...
Whatever that is, whatever, everybody's utopia is probably different. But.
Our Rotary Club sponsors Students of the Month, and they come to our Rotary Club every Wednesday. And the quality of students that we see makes me confident that there'll be still somebody paying into Social Security when I need it.
Good luck to you. Let's hope good luck to all of us. Gary Myers, who's the fellow that's been in charge of this Lake Havasu Balloon Festival, got to follow it online. I think there's probably a website. Is it the Havasu website, or what is the website?
It's HavasuBalloonFest.com. I'm actually only in charge of the photo contest.
Really?
But if you've got a digital camera and you can get to Lake Havasu, come to the Balloon Festival, HavasuBalloonFest.com. All the details are on the website.
Gary Myers, thank you. 13 before the hour on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, Geico could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call Geico and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call Geico today for a free rate quote. Geico, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try Progene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increase in belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
You can try Progene absolutely free. Call 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597. Hurry, free samples are limited. 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol. And I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic tablet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Oh, baby.
Never in my broadcast career did I ever think I would be celebrating the birthday of Billy Ocean, but here we go.
Get out of my dreams and into my car.
There you go, baby. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. Performed by Billy Ocean. Turned 61 today. One of my dad's favorite dance artists. So that tells you a little bit about where I am with this.
Favorite dance artist?
My
really?
Dad loves Billy Ocean when it comes to jumping out on the dance floor. That was it, man. He's like, oh, this guy's great.
Can his groove hang on?
And how do we connect this to movie news? Well, this comes from the movie Jewel of the Nile with Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turney and Danny DeVito. Michael Douglas's voice went away and came back. Kathleen Turner's became Michael Douglas's voice. And Danny DeVito, I don't know where he's at. Chuck, where's Danny DeVito nowadays?
Hey, he's doing that FX show.
Sunny in Philadelphia.
That's
yeah.
right.
Philadelphia. You know, he's also doing. He's had a really interesting career. I mean, he's been an A-list director, an A-list actor, and you know, he's doing some direct to DVD movies. I mean, he continually works, but not really behind the camera.
How long until we see direct to internet movies? Instead of going to DVD, they just go straight to Netflix or Blockbuster online or something.
You are going to see eventually movies that play in the movies that open like a movie that would open today.
Yeah.
You'll probably be able to get it streamlined into your home at a price of like $30 or $40. It's going to happen in the next few years.
Wow, that'll be awesome. Not to have to go to the movie theater though. That'll be awesome. All right, so it's 55 past the hour, Chucker time, movie news. Right now we play a little clip for you from a movie from some time in history. Let me see what it is. And if you know what movie it is, you pick up your phone, give us a call, 1-800-510-8255. And tell us which one it is. If you're the first one in, you win a little prize from the Doug Steffen Good Day Show prize closet. And here we go with cut number one.
Excuse me, ma'am. Can I ask which direction you're heading? See, I'm trying to get back to school. My ride fell through, and I'm kind of stuck here like stink on stink. So I was thinking that if you're going my way or I'm going your way.
It's really not up to me. It's not my car.
Stink on stink? I don't know that one.
That's the cute little girl, the woman. She's like a year or two older than me. What's her name? Short, and she was in a bunch of great. All right. 1-800-510. I know it, but I don't know it. Chucky, you got it?
No, I don't. I do not.
1-800-510-8255. Here's clue number two.
Where in the sun? How are you?
We're in the mountains. We're fishing.
Have you lost your mind? Is that it? Golly, for work. And you take complete leave of your senses?
Daryl, calm down, please.
You'll be back today. You're not back here by tonight. Well, then, I just don't
want to
say.
Oh, man.
Sounds so familiar.
What's her name? Oh, it's going to drive me crazy. All right.
It's not Holly Hunter, is it?
Yes, it is Holly Hunter. Yes, it is. Okay. 1-800. I've got the clue sheet in my hand, but I've got it turned over because I like playing along.
You don't like to cheat.
All right, but I'm going to have to look here in a second. If I don't get it, here's the gimme cut. 1-800-510-8255.
Let's not get caught. What are you talking about? Let's keep going.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean?
Duh.
Go. You sure? Yeah.
Yeah. It's not Holly Hunter.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
One clue for you, Jen.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Pitt's butt.
Oh! Love that movie.
Chucky, you got it now, right?
Yeah, I got it.
I knew that would give you away. All right, Chucker's got two big movie stories. One of them I'm waiting for. Chucker, what is it?
Well, big news this week on Thursday, Warner Brothers announced some casting in Chris Nolan's third Batman film, which is titled The Dark Knight Rises. Anne Hathaway will play Selena Kyle, a character who becomes Catwoman.
Really?
I love Chris Nolan's work. I think the first two Batman films are amazing. I didn't really want to see Catwoman because I don't think it fits into a real world.
But yeah, but Anne Hathaway.
I have to have trust in the guy. He certainly knows what he's doing, and I like Anne Hathaway, big part for her. And Tom Hardy, who starred in the movie Bronson, an independent film, he got great reviews and co-starred in Inception. This guy's a really interesting, intense actor. He's going to play a character called Bane, a guy who broke Batman's back in the comic book. So no Riddler, no Penguin, no real big villains other than Catwoman. So Anne Hathaway's going to be Selena Kyle, Catwoman, Tom Hardy, Bane. The movie comes out July 20th, 2012, starts filming, I believe, in April.
I can't
Chris
wait.
Christian Bale will be back as Batman, Michael Caine back as
Anne Hathaway will be great. Mm-hmm. Great, great, great. All right, here's Liz in Seattle. Liz, what do you think that movie was?
Raising Kane.
Nice try, but no, not at all. Here's Mark in Lake Havasu. Mark, what's the movie?
Hey, guys, that's Thelma and Louise.
It is, yay! Absolutely Thelma and Louise with Brad Pitt's butt, and they drive off the cliff in that last clip. It's 58 past the hour. Thank you, Chucker.